This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We did some calling around this morning, looking for people to talk to about what's happening on the ground out in the Midwest, and we finally found a cattle rancher named Ken Lennox. He's 69 years old. He lives in Rolla, Missouri. Here's the way it went.
Hello.
Mr. Lennox, Kai Rizdal in Los Angeles. How are you, sir?
I'm all right today.
How about tomorrow? That's the question.
That's the question. We need rain.
Yeah, I bet. Tell me about your cows. Can you afford to feed them all right now with the price of grain going up?
Well, if I have to buy feed, I've made a mistake someplace, or the weather has turned against me. I'm a grass farmer, is what I am, and I sell my grass through my cattle is one way of looking at it, the way I look at it.
That's a great line, right? You sell your grass through your cattle.
Yeah, that's what they do with corn, but you better take care of the grass you've got.
What's it been like, then, the past couple of months as this drought has gotten bad?
Well, normally the first April's when there's enough grass, you don't have to feed them anymore.
So you turn them out into the pasture?
Yeah, I have 60-some different pastures. April went through, and we had very little rain, and it's normally one of our wettest months. We always have a drought in July and August, but not in April and May and June. I got no rain at all in the month of June, zero, not even a sprinkle.
So what are you going to do?
Well, this is not a hobby. Cattle ranching is not a hobby for me. It's not a second career outside of being 4 years in the Marine Corps in the early 60s. This is what I do, and I've spent years building this up. The farm's been in my family since the early 1800s, 1820.
Wow. You're not a young man, Mr. Lennox, are you?
No, my next birthday in a few months, I'll be 70. And I'm a hired man who he's a great fella and everything. He's about 6 months younger than I am. So we stay in good shape.
Yeah, I bet. But if this season turns out not to be a real good one, how many more you got in you?
I don't know. I've got four children, and they all took after their mother and made good grades in school, so they've got their own careers. They don't want the farm to go anyplace, but nobody's really interested. So I'm kind of playing it year by year.
If you had to sell your cows, what would you get for them? And
Well, the price of a cow is really not bad right now. They're bringing 60 cents a pound. 1,200-pound cow, you know. But it's the genetics, you know. My bulls cost around $4,000.
Wow.
I keep about 25 on hand at all times. And I've been putting those genetics back into the herd.
So if you have to slaughter them, that whole thing goes away.
Yes. You lose it all in 1 year. Hopefully that won't happen. You know, if we get some rain in the fall, you know, even latter part of August, I can make it on what I've got stockpiled and stuff into September.
Hmm.
Now, then past September, I'm kind of guessing.
Hmm. Well, fingers crossed. Ken Lennox, we got him at the Missouri Farm Bureau in Phelps County, Missouri. Mr. Lennox, thanks very much.
Thank you.